Today, the FBI released its official crime data for 2020, and it's not good news. The numbers show a nearly 30% spike in murders last year across the country. It's an unprecedented year-over-year increase. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas is here to talk us through this report and put these numbers in context. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
So, Ryan, we've known from preliminary reports that murder was up last year, but that 30% figure is pretty jarring. What more can you tell us?
Well, the FBI data estimates there were 21,570 murders last year. That's nearly 4,900 more than in 2019, which is it's a huge jump. It is, in fact, the largest single-year increase in murders since the government began keeping records on this in 1960. Now, overall, the FBI data show violent crime, which includes murder, increased around 5% in 2020, while property crime, which accounts for most crime in the U.S., dropped about 8%. So it's not all bad news. But the headline here, the figure that really stands out, is, of course, that huge leap in the number of killings. We've known for a while that there was a significant jump in murders last year. Now we have it in a formal tally from the FBI.
Okay. Well, was the spike attributed to any specific parts of the country?
Well, the data show that this really is a nationwide problem. I talked to Jeff Asher about this. He's a data analytics consultant who does a lot of work on policing and criminal justice. And he said the spike in murders was happening across the country in small towns as much as in big cities.
According to the FBI's estimates, murder was up more percentage-wise in cities between 10,000 and 25,000 than in cities from 250,000 to a million. It was bad everywhere.
That is dramatically different from the 1990s when violent crime and murder hit historic highs in the U.S. Back then, Asher says New York and L.A. made up around 14% of all murders nationwide. In 2020, they accounted for under 4%. Hmm. So the killings are now a much more widespread, much more diffuse sort of problem.
Is there a connection between what President Biden has called an epidemic of gun violence and this FBI data?
Well, the FBI report doesn't delve into explanations for what is driving crime. This is just data that the Bureau has compiled. But it does include information on what type of weapon was used. And in 2020, overwhelmingly, in nearly 77% of murders, it was some sort of gun. That's the highest level ever recorded. And gun violence certainly is a focus for the Biden administration. The Justice Department has launched strike forces in five cities to try to tamp down illegal firearms trafficking and gun crime.
So guns clearly playing a role here. But do we know why there were so many more killings in 2020 than in recent years? I mean, is this about the pandemic?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? I asked that same question of Richard Rosenfeld. He's a criminologist at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, and he highlighted two things, COVID-19 and the civil unrest following George Floyd's killing by police in Minneapolis. And he said the exact connection between those two things and the spike in murders is unclear, but
what we do know was that the homicide increase occurred at the very same time the pandemic was raging last summer, and social unrest had broken out across the country directed at police violence.
And he said several things could have contributed here. It could be that police pulled back from communities because of the pandemic and unrest, which could have paved the way for more violence. Trust in police dropped in many communities. And also more people were carrying guns in public. Now, as for 2021, Rosenfeld said his research shows that homicides are up again this year compared to 2020. But small glimmer of hope here at a slower clip than what we saw last year.
NPR's Ryan Lucas, thank you for your reporting.
Thank you.